Hello and welcome to Fraser 365. Thank you for taking this 56-day journey through the letters of John. No other writer in Scripture highlights the qualities of God's light, love, and life the way John does. These short letters will guide us into a stronger and deeper fellowship with the God who loves to shine His light into our darkness.
This is day 17 of the letters of John. Today's title is The Essential Truth. 1 John 4:3 reads, "Every spirit that does not confess Jesus is not from God. This is the spirit of the Antichrist, which you heard was coming and is now in the world already." Our text today is 1 John 2:18. "Children, it is the last hour. And as you have heard that Antichrist is coming, so now many Antichrists have come. Therefore, we know that it is the last hour." We live in a world that has coined the phrase, "the truth hurts." This phrase typically means that hearing or facing the truth can be emotionally painful or especially difficult if it contradicts someone's beliefs or expectations. While the truth sometimes hurts, the essential truth always helps. While accepting the truth at times can be challenging, it is ultimately necessary for proper spiritual growth. Arizona pastor Stephen J. Cole made the following comments in a sermon on 1 John 2:18. "We live in a day when the whole idea of spiritual discernment is minimized because spiritual truth is minimized. The slogan is, 'Doctrine divides. Let's set aside our doctrinal differences and come together on the areas where we agree.' Another popular mantra is, 'Jesus said that they will know that we are his disciples by our love, not by our doctrine.' The implication is, set aside your doctrinal views and accept anyone who says that he believes in Jesus. Tolerance, unity, and love are viewed as much more important than doctrinal truth, which often smacks of pride. I have had my share of unpleasant encounters with those who arrogantly claim to have the truth. They beat you up with it, not showing much grace or kindness. But we should not allow such experiences to cause us to throw out the biblical emphasis on sound doctrine. It is not a minor theme in the Bible. It is highly significant that John, the apostle of love, who has just written that love is an essential mark of the true Christian, now calls these false teachers antichrists and liars. He doesn't call them brothers in Christ, who just have different ways of understanding things. He makes it plain that they were trying to deceive the true Christians, and that they were not Christian in any sense of the term. True biblical love is not divorced from an emphasis on biblical truth. To compromise the truth about the person and work of Jesus Christ is to be hateful to the core, because such error results in the eternal damnation of those who embrace it. If we are to become all that God has planned for His children, we must accept the truth of His word. In Ephesians 4:15 through 16, we find these words, "Rather, speaking the truth in love, we are to grow up in every way into Him who is the head, into Christ, from whom the whole body, joined and held together by every joint with which it is equipped, when each part is working properly, makes the body grow so that it builds itself up in love." The truth that John brings to the forefront in 1 John 2:18 is these believers were living in the last days in a world that contains the spirit of the Antichrist. John Wesley said, "With the term Antichrist, or the spirit of the Antichrist, he includes all false teachers and enemies of the truth, yea, whatever doctrines or men are contrary to Christ." Wesley goes on to say that even though the Apostle Paul mentions the man of sin in 2 Thessalonians 2:3, John's use of the term Antichrist tends to refer to being anti-Christian rather than one specific person. Therefore, John is writing to a group of Christ followers being challenged by those who were in opposition to Christ. These anti-Christians were teaching concepts that sought to disprove what Christ did in an attempt to deny who Jesus was. John encouraged the believers to resist such lies by remaining true to their relationship with Jesus in the last days. Here are some questions to consider today. How do you remain faithful to the truth of who God is while living in a world full of people who live in opposition to Christ? In what ways do you see yourself living in the last days? Wesleyan scholars David Case and David Holdren give the following statements in their commentary on 1 John 2:18. It is William Barclay who reminds us that in a very real sense, every hour is the last hour for somebody, someplace. This is true not only in terms of death, but also in terms of facing choices that involve aiding the cause of Christ, giving this concept an ever-current relevance. What are your thoughts on these statements in reference to John's words, "Children, it is the last hour"? Read John's words concerning Jesus in his gospel. Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 14 reads, "And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us, and we have seen his glory, glory as of the only Son from the Father, full of grace and truth." How does John's description of Jesus as grace and truth depict how his followers are to live in a world full of darkness? Thanks for joining us. Have a blessed day. Thank you.